Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministries. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that it's going down here on today's show. We're going to continue, amen, where we left off last week. You can go ahead and turn to 1 Kings, amen, chapter 18, and I'm going to start somewhere around the 27th verse, but I want you to go ahead on and let's get there, and hallelujah, and just praise God that we know that he always moving, so you got to keep a listening ear, hallelujah, to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. You know, it's something when you can hear what everybody else is saying, and, you know, this one says this, and this one says that, and, you know, you map it, you Google it, you do everything, you explore it, you go on everything else. But what about what God says? Have you just once just said, okay, Lord, I'm listening. Tell me, Lord, I want to hear from heaven on high. And he will speak. He speaks through songs. He speaks through his word. He speaks through people. He'll even speak through a child if you listen. Hallelujah. Because he said, out of the mouth of babes, glory to God. He may even speak to somebody who ain't even saved, but he'll send the word because he can use whomever he please whenever he gets ready. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isn't it something? I know we Google a lot and we explore a lot and we do different things a lot, but have you ever just said, Lord, what is this? Oh, good God Almighty. Lord, what is this? Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, how? What? When? Why? Hallelujah, glory to God. It's nothing like hearing from him straight from heaven. Amen, glory to God. We're going to go ahead on with our announcements on the day. Hallelujah. If you missed it yesterday, you missed a treat. We had Faith Come By Hearing, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. She came on yesterday with the fire of God. It rooted up some stuff. It tore up some stuff. It was just a show. I just really can't explain it. You missed it. If you missed it, you can go back and hear it on demand. The shows are pre-recorded. The show came on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So you can go back and hear it on demand. And we are called the Hour of Power. I'm the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams, and this show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern time every Sunday. So I want to make sure that you tune in and hear what the Lord is saying, because we know God is moving. Sometimes you miss the move of God by having a particular person that you want to hear. Glory to God. But let me help you out. If that person you know that they spend time with God and you know that they know what they're talking about and you can see their lifestyle, amen, of righteousness, then guess what? You need to listen, hallelujah, because you could miss the very thing that you're waiting on for God to say. Hey, glory to God, come on now. You've missed it because you got a particular person you want to hear all the time. Well, he used whomever he wants to. Just think about it. He told him to go get the coat tied to the tree, you know, and he used a donkey. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, come on now. So if he used a donkey, he can use whomever and whatever when he get ready. You know what I'm seeing so much right now, you know, people, like I said, people have a particular person, but understand, if you know they've been with the Lord, you know they hang out with God, you know that they read the word, and you know that they don't do things, this sinful things, glory to God. We all sin each and every day, yes, that's why we repent, but if you know that they know that it's sin and they don't do it, glory to God, then you need to listen to what they have to say, because they could be bringing you a word that's going to set you on fire, glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, let's move on. I'm going to give you a 30-minute break between them, and the next voice you'll hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on every Sunday at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So I want you to go over and show Minister Elaine some love. Glory to God. You know, these shows are here catered to you. is with you in mind, just seeking the Lord and letting you hear from God, amen, each and every day. You know, there could be other things that people could be doing, but they prefer to do his will and stay in his will. Glory to God. He wants his word to go out all across the nation. So that's why we're here, to bring the word forth. Glory to God, my God. She is also an author. Like I told y'all on last Sunday, you want to buy some Christmas presents? You can go ahead and get it in now. Hallelujah. She has plenty of them for sale right now. Don't wait till they all get gone. Then you're going to call her. Well, you know what, Minister Lane? I didn't get mine. Hallelujah. They're all sold out. So I encourage you to go ahead and get it now. Glory to God. Amen. And if you move on up, we have the Power Impact Team. They bring the power and it impacts the nation. Glory to God. It's one word from the Lord every Tuesday night. Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time every Tuesday night. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, hook up with them, because these are the ones, amen, that are going to help you to get there, and they don't mind helping you to get there. Glory to God. So I encourage you to inbox them. You can go on Facebook. It will be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Inbox them and let them know what you need, the need may be, because they're there. We're here to help you. And if you can't get in touch with them, just tell us. We all have Facebook pages. Elder, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew, Minister Elaine Jackson, Prophetess Martha Williams, and Martha Williams. Minister Elaine has two pages, I think, glory to God. So I encourage you to come on in and get in where you fit in. You know, God wants to move in your life, but if you don't allow him to, hey, glory to God, then he ain't gonna force himself, because he's ready. He's been waiting on you. You know, so, well, Lord, I done heard this several times, and I thought back, you know, a while back, amen. I'm not going to call names, and I'm not going to call nobody out, because that's not God. That's not the way he operates, okay? Glory to God. I know someone, it placed someone on my heart, amen. It's been a while ago, and I remember. So I said, okay, Lord. And he kept on placing this person on my heart. He just kept on. I said, okay, hold up, wait a minute. Let me just go and see what's going on with this person. So once I went, I said, hey, how you doing? I said, you know, you've been placed on my heart for quite a while. And I said, I just decided, I hadn't saw you, so I just decided to come and see you. I said, well, how you doing? And they said, yeah, I'm okay. Said, you know, and sometimes people won't tell you what's going on, but it don't matter. Because if God doesn't tell you, sometimes you just pray. And then he'll push you to go and just talk to him, you know, and you know you'll pick up some stuff. Hallelujah. But I said, okay, well, you don't want to talk about it. That's fine. But, you know, God had laid you on my heart for me to, you know, come down and see how you were doing. It was just the presence of the Lord at that time and what it did to her. Glory to God. And so she said, I'm doing good. And she said, I'm doing all right. I said, well, what's going on? I said, what you been praying for? And she said, well, I've been praying for a closer walk with the Lord. I said, okay, all right, well, we're going to pray that you get that closer walk. But, you know, and then I think about that thing. When you want a closer walk with God, it's up to you, because he says he's there. He's always there. He's never late. He's always right on time. And if you open up his word, that's your walk. When you pray and spend more time with him, that's your walk. Glory to God. When you read the word of God, you take it in and you shut everything down, then guess what? That's when you began to see more, and you began to do more, and you began to come up higher, and you began to search and seek things out. And he said, all you got to do is knock. Ah, glory to God, and the door shall be open. Seek, and ye shall find. So you know, I'm listening at all this, and I say this to say, I said that to say this. When you say you want a closer walk with God, it's up to you. Glory to God. I really think he's just going to say, well, hold up. Let me give you this walk you want. When you began to seek him, and then he'll open up doors. He'll open up places, and he'll open up scriptures, and he'll open up different things to you. Hallelujah. That you won't even believe sometimes. You know, a lot of times people don't want to spend time with the Lord because you got the news on your heart. You want to watch the news. You want to. Some run the street. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some stay on the phone. I know I said this, but you know what? I want God's people to have his best. I want you to be able to hear, not just for me to hear, and you know, not just for anybody else to hear. You know, we want you to hear, have your own personal relationship with the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he won't withhold no good thing back from you. And if he said it, he'll do it. Yes, he will. And move on. Hallelujah. And we're going to ask you to become a partner. And in partnering with us, you will receive many, many perks. We only ask for $25 or more. You will be placed on a personal prayer list. You will get things from Monday all the way down through Sunday. Glory to God. For only $25 or more. You know, sometimes we spend more than that. I know when I was telling some friends of mine, I said, you know what, I ordered some pizza and I had some wings to go with it. I said, you know, that was 20-some dollars. Hallelujah. Just a few dollars short, about $2 or $3 short. Hallelujah, $25. So, you know, that stuff adds up. It really does. So you can come on and get in where you fit in because he's waiting on you. You ain't waiting on him. He's waiting on you. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So I'm going to go ahead now, amen, and I'm going to open up my line for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, I would like for you to press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. You don't have to tell me your name, but I would like for you to tell me where you're calling from and your prayer request. Glory to God. And if you desire more prayer, if you desire some other things, if you desire counseling, and you know, just let me know and I'll get your number and I'll get back with you. You don't have to tell me everything online because this is live radio. And you know, everybody is listening all across the nation. So I don't want you to put all your business out on straight street. Glory to God. You know how people sometimes try to pick up on voices. I know it. But if you desire prayer, amen, don't let nobody stop you from getting prayer. Hallelujah. Because them that's trying to figure out who you are, they need prayer themselves. So come on now. We in a new season. Let's keep it real. We real deal over here. So let's keep it real. If you desire prayer, my line is open. Press the 1 and I will bring you in for prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No one wants prayer, so we're going to move on. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for this is a day that you've made as we rejoice and be glad that we're in it, oh Father. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, how you're healing, Lord God, in this season. We thank you, God, that you're elevating some people in this season. We thank you, Lord God, that you're putting some rain, Lord God, in their dry places, Lord, in this season, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we give you glory, Lord. Because we know, Lord, everything works together for the good of them that love the Lord, God, and are called according to your purpose. So, Father God, we just say thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your strength. We thank you, God, how you've given us life, God, with a purpose, Lord God. Not no purpose, but with purpose, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that we were created to praise you, give you glory and honor, oh God. Lord God, we thank you, God, how you're clothing us in our right mind and keeping us each and every day from hurt, harm, and danger, and you shall be with us all the days of our life, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, that you are a provider, Lord God. You're our El Shaddai. Everything that we need is in your hand, so all we got to do is just ask, Lord, and believe, and we shall receive, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, just say we have not because we ask not. We have to ask in faith, believing that we have received the very thing that we ask for. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, God, and we give you glory, oh God. Lord, let them have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying on today to them. In the mighty name of Jesus. I bind all destruction spirits right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let them have a listening ear, Lord God, to hear your voice. Oh my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We know that you are on time, God. We know, Lord, that you share your glory with no one, but you're everywhere and you're everything that we need you to be, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you're setting free the people of God in this season, those that have been chained and bound up, Lord God. My God, by circumstances and finances and other different things that's been binding them up, Lord God, in their mind, forgetting about who you are, forgetting about what you've done, forgetting about what you can do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. They're focusing, Lord, on the wrong thing. So, Lord, we ask you right now, Lord God, to turn their focus around and just give them one word, Lord, that will turn them around and let them know that you're still in control. Father, we just thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Someone, listen, you've lost your focus. You're focusing on houses. You're focusing on land. You're focusing on cars. You're focusing on stuff, just plain stuff. Glory to God. You've lost your focus. Ain't nothing wrong with having the things, you know, amen, of this life. Nothing wrong with having none of that. But just don't let it have you. Don't let it steal your focus. Remember, when you're asking, ask in faith, believing that you have received what you've asked for. But you got to keep your focus on God also. You can't just let that just take over and then you forget about him. Because sometimes people forget about what's more important. You know, God is more important. He gave his only son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. That's more important. Hallelujah, glory to God. Don't lose your focus. Hallelujah. Turn around, hallelujah, and regain your focus on what's important. Hallelujah. And he said all the other things shall be added. So get your focus back. You've lost your focus. You just lost your focus. Hallelujah. You're concentrating on the wrong thing, the wrong stuff. Hallelujah. The wrong one, the wrong person. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are an ordained minister. Glory to God. I hear it. Glory to God. You are an ordained minister. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So turn your focus around. You've lost your focus. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We're going to go ahead and get into our word on today. It's 1 Kings, and I'm going to start at verse 20. I think I'm going to start at verse 27. But what I'm going to do, just do a little recap here on what we talked about last week. We talked about Ahab and Jezebel, glory to God. And we were talking about how bad Ahab was. Ahab was the seventh king of Israel. And it said he did more dirt, did more evil than any king that had been in Israel. Now, you know, if he did more things than any that had been there, then, you know, he was a bad boy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Said he did more evil than any who had lived. Ahab did. You know, Elijah told Ahab that it wasn't going to rain for 3.5 years. And he went on about his business. And Ahab and them were searching and they were looking for him. You know, Ahab was bad. Boy, if he found him, he was going to kill him. Understand. But he, you know what? God will hide you from your enemy. There's a time when, you know, people be trying to come against you and do different things and all this old crazy stuff. You know, God will hide you from them. Hallelujah. And even if they try to do something evil to you, God will turn it around and he'll make it good. We're in these days now. Well, I'm going to tell y'all, hallelujah, we're going to get into the message and we're going to get there. We're going to get all the way through there. Hallelujah. But, you know, we're in these last and evil days because, you know, long time ago when, you know, people used to do people wrong, it wouldn't come. This song was said, it's coming back to you. Hey, because the wrong you do to someone else, it's coming back to you. It's just a matter of time. Hallelujah. Used to be, you know, 30, maybe 40 years, maybe 20 years. But now when you do someone wrong in a day, that stuff turns around and come back to you just about in that same day. Hallelujah. My God, glory to God. It's coming back quicker than it used to. Because I remember the old people used to say, you know, what you do in the dark, it's coming to the light. You know, some things you do in the dark now, the next day when the light comes on and the sun come up, it comes right on back to you because somebody done saw you. Amen. You're trying to slip, tip, and dip. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move it on. But anyway, he sought to kill Elijah, and there was a severe famine in the land when Elijah spoke that. There was no water. They didn't have nothing to water the calves, the cows, the sheep, the goats. There was no grass growing. There was nothing growing over in that land because Elijah said, no, there would be no rain for 3.5 years. And so if there's no water, then guess what? Everything was dried up. Even the brooks were dried up. So Ahab had all his sheep and all his oxen and everything, and his servant Obadiah, he told Obadiah, well, let's part. You go one way and I'll go the other. So maybe we can save our cattle, you know, and they, all of them won't die. Maybe we can find some water somewhere. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So they split up. that he went one way. Let's just say he went to the north and the other went to the south. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when he came at Obadiah, seen a man coming, and he said, "My Lord, is that you?" That was Elijah. God told Elijah, "Go show yourself to Ahab." So it was time for him to show itself to Ahab. Glory to God. You know, God ain't going to put you in no place if you're weak. If you're weak, he's not going to do it. He's going to put you in a place you're weak. So that's why you have to always stay prayed up, wrapped up, tied up in the Holy Ghost power and stay strong, glory to God, in God. He ain't going to put you in a place where you're weak and they're going to beat you up. And don't you try to get in a place where you're weak and they beat you up. You know, you have to choose your battles very carefully. You know, if you done prayed all night and all, then you ready, glory to God, hallelujah. You done read the word all week, all, you ready. Hallelujah. But don't go up in there and you just read one scripture. I'm going to read this right here. My God supply all my needs. Glory to God. No, don't go up in there. Hallelujah. You got to have more strength than that. You got to have the strength to fight against the wiles of the devil. Let's move on. So when he met Elijah, he said, "Hold up, is that my Lord?" So he bowed down. He said, "Yes, it's me." He said, "My Lord, do you know they've been looking everywhere for you?" Hallelujah. Ahab was looking here. He was looking there. He was looking yonder. Glory to God. And he didn't find him, hallelujah, because God had hid him from him, glory to God. But then he told him it was time for him to return. And he said, "You know, he'd been looking for you everywhere." He told him, he said, "Yeah." Can you just think, I'm going to have lived a little bit. And he said, "Yeah, you know, I know. Now, here's what I want you to do, Obadiah." And because Obadiah, see, you know, he loved the Lord. And he knew who God was even as a young boy. He knew who he was. Hallelujah. And he said, "I want you to go and tell Ahab I'm here. Tell Ahab I'm right here." He said, "What? You want me to go and tell Ahab you here? Do you know he's been searching for you everywhere?" And you know, the Spirit of the Lord may take you on to another place. I go tell him that you are here and you are not here when he come back. Do you know what he going to do? He going to kill me. Remember what I did for the prophets, the real prophets. He hid 50 in one cave and 50 in another one and fed them bread and water. Glory to God. He said, "Yeah." He said, you just go do what I told you to do. Go tell him. I'm not going to leave. I ain't scared. Go tell him. Hallelujah. You know, some of you, sometimes when things get to going bad and people get in behind you, glory to God, and oh, my God. You said, "Well, hold up. Wait a minute." Say, hold up. Will y'all do this? Oh, I just need to call somebody. Ain't nothing wrong with calling people to pray for you. But understand, make sure you're praying for yourself also. Make sure you're strong. Hallelujah. Make sure you're reading the word of God. You know, if I meditate on everything somebody say and everything somebody do, and if I go on and on and on about it, then that's what makes you weak. When you talk about it, I learned that. On and on and on and on, you talk about it on and over and over and over to some people that you know, glory to God, ain't going to pray for you. They ain't going to do nothing over there. Hallelujah. It's good to get stuff out. I realize that. Hallelujah. And once you get it out and ask somebody to pray for you, then y'all go and pray together, then that should be it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not the same thing over and over and over and over every day, over and over and over and over every day. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send it up to heaven. And I'm going to say, "Lord, you know what? They did wrong. And I want you to get them, Lord God. Here's the thing, Lord God. I want you to first say they sold. And then I want you to check them because, God, they know they shouldn't have said that or they shouldn't have said this, you know? And that's what you do. You got to learn how to call on him first before you go and do anything else. But sometimes you can just, you can make yourself weak. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because God ain't raised no coward soldier. We got to be some strong people. Everything that's going on, we got to be strong and pray. But anyway, he told Obadiah, "Go and tell him, I'm going to be right here." So he went on, Obadiah went on, and he told him. He told him that Elijah was back. He said, "Elijah's here." He said, "That troublemaker." That's what he called Elijah, a troublemaker. The reason he said that, because Elijah spoke no rain and it didn't rain, you know? Hallelujah. My God, it did not rain. Glory to God. Now, isn't that something when you can speak a thing and it happens? Hallelujah, glory to God. That lets you know that you have that connection with the Most High God. Now, that lets you know that you know that you know that you know that he's listening to your every prayer. You're living a right lifestyle of living, and he don't mind answering your prayers, and you can't be in and out and up and down and all around. Glory to God. One day you feel like, oh, no. know, the next day you don't. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to believe and receive, amen, the goodness of God. You got to believe and stay in faith and knowing that he will answer every prayer. You got to believe and stay in faith and knowing, hallelujah, that what I pray for is going to come to pass. Although it ain't easy, I would tell you, so no, it's not. But you still got to believe. Say, I am not going to give up on my belief. Because if you said it, then you'll do it. Just think about it. When Elijah went and told him it wasn't going to rain, it didn't rain. Hallelujah. For 3.5 years. Oh, my God, my God. No matter what it looked like, you still got to stay in faith. Sometimes you can walk around, amen, your house and say, Lord, no matter what it looked like, I'm staying right here. I'm not moving. I'm not giving up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 27. Let's go right here. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for he is a God. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure. He's sleeping and must be awakened. He was mocking them right here. You know, they was crying. You know, they were crying. The prophets of Baal were crying, hallelujah, and telling them, you know, Lord, send the rain. Lord, send the rain, hallelujah. Glory to God. See, they was already serving the wrong God anyway, hallelujah. They were serving, really, Ahab. They were serving Baal. But he would say, go ahead, cry a little louder. Maybe he didn't hear you. Maybe he's over there asleep. Maybe, he might be over there taking a drink. No telling. Cry a little louder. Elijah was mocking them. Let's move on to verse 20. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lances till the blood gushed out upon them. Now, you see, that's not God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He asked you to cut yourself and do all that. Hallelujah. They were trying to get attention from Baal, and Baal was a false god. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 25. And it came to pass when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. So they just kept on, they prophesying. They was, in a word, they were prophesying, glory to God, and nobody answered. Ain't nobody answered. Baal ain't answered. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. So you know that was a false god. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 30. And Elijah said unto the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. Okay, let's move to 31. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of tribes of the son of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. Let's move on 32. Amen. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seeds. In other words, he dug a trench around the altar. Elijah was getting ready to shake some stuff up. Hallelujah. My God. Can you imagine their eyes were getting big saying, what is he doing over there? You know, what is he doing? Hallelujah. We done cried. We done cut ourselves and ain't nobody else with us. So let's see what's going to happen. Hallelujah. And with the stones, he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made the trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, fill 4 barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. He told him to fill the barrels with water because he knows his God was going to answer, the right God. Hallelujah. It wasn't the God of Baal. It wasn't Ahab and them God over there. It wasn't them false prophets God over there. But understand, there's not just only false prophets. They're false teachers. They're false preachers. They're false, ministers. They're false. There's a lot of falseness, you know, but people always, they always stick right there on false prophets. But that's just not so. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that's why you have to ask God to give you the discerning of the spirit realm. And that's when you have to pray and you have to seek him and ask God to give you the discernment of the spirit so you'll know if this is false or this is false or whatever. You know, they are even false bank accounts. How about that? Glory to God. People are making different things up in people's names and doing different stuff. And you, it's not just false prophets. It's some false everything. How about that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 34. And he did, and he said, do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time. You see, he was giving them instructions on what to do. They were pouring water, hallelujah, on it. He was just showing them, see, now watch what happens. All y'all did, it was nothing. But watch what happened. I'm going to pour some water, hallelujah, not on the drowning man, but I'm going to pour water on this sacrifice, hallelujah. And watch what happened. They did it a third time, 35. And the water ran around and about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. Okay, he poured water in the trench that he had dug. Glory to God. I know y'all know what a trench is. Come on, I know y'all ain't been, you ain't been city slickers all your life. Come on, glory to God. He dug a trench, hallelujah, that you can put seed in. You know how some people dig rows and they go, and I remember, you know, my parents used to go and dig these rows, like little trenches, amen, with these holes and, you know, now, come on now, come out a scoop, a shovel, and those kind of things, okay? Amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. And they would dig those things, hallelujah, in the fields, and then they would throw the seeds down the middle and throw the seeds down, and then they would cover them up. So that's what they was talking about. He dug a trench also and filled it with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. He was saying, let it be known that I did all these things according to what you said, Lord. You told me to do it. So this is done according to your will. Let's move to verse 37. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering and the wood and the stones and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. Good God Almighty. You see what happened right here? Look, when he called on his God, hallelujah, what happened? God filled up it came down, the fire came down, the fire failed, and it consumed it. That means it licked it up. In other words, it sucked it up. Glory to God. Can you imagine how big their eyes got when he said that, and that water fell down, the fire fell down, and it sucked it up. Glory to God. Let's see what they said right here. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. Glory to God. Because they know who they were crying out to, didn't answer. So now Elijah showed them the true and the living God. Don't you know God will show himself up to you? Don't you know he'll keep you, amen, if you want to be kept? Don't you know he will bring the word to you, if whatever word you want? Sometimes people say, well, Lord, I need a word. I just need a word. You turn the radio on, and he'll give you that word from the radio. He'll turn on one word from the Lord on Tuesday night and said, okay, your word is right there. He'll turn on, amen, glory to God, all the perks that you get through the week from Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, all the way down, and he'll say, don't you know, amen, this is your word right here, glory to God. He'll send it to whomever he please, hallelujah. You may just be sitting there, and he may give you just that one word, hallelujah, and he said, go look it up sometimes. That's your word, and somebody can be talking to you, and they'll say, well, you know what, you know, this is what the Lord said to me, and you say, okay, well, I've been asking God that same thing. Well, that's your word. He sent the word. Hallelujah, glory to God. Can you imagine how they were looking when that fire fell down and consumed all that water up and went in those trenches and sucked all that water up, and they were looking kind of crazy, and guess what they did? They fell down, and they began to worship that he is the true and the living God. We only serve one God. Let me tell you, things just don't happen. Hallelujah. We're going to go through trials and troubles, and we're going to go through tribulations. You might as well just get ready. But sometimes you be like, Lord, why me? Why not you? Hallelujah. You want everybody else to go through for you. Hallelujah. When you do nothing but just sit up there and just like they did right there, watch it, how the fire swept it up. Some people just want other people to go through instead of them praying and seeking God. And I understand you don't have to go through alone. There are people that can help you, people that can pray for you, people that don't mind heaven, you know, to send up a prayer in heaven. Glory to God. But you got to listen. Here's the thing. Let me just slow it down a minute. But you have to You have to tell them the problem. You know, if you always meet a person and they always saying, oh, everything's well, everything's good, but you know that these people can pray, they can get a word through, you know it, they can get a prayer through, they know the Bible, they know the word, been living how long for Christ, you know what they do. And then you won't tell them, what's wrong with you? Hallelujah. Those are the ones that you need to tell. Hallelujah. So they can help pray. They can give you some wisdom and knowledge, stuff that you may not even know. Hallelujah. You know, God is revealing himself in this season. So it's time for you to grab hold and understand when he reveals himself. Hallelujah. He's going to tell you what to do, what not to do, where to go, when to go, and how to go there. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 40. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook of Kishon, slew them there. Let's move on to 41. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there's a sound of the abundance of rain. Can you hear the sound of the abundance of rain? Someone has been in a dry place. Glory to God. But understand, this place that you've been in, he was trying to get your attention. God was trying to get your attention to read, pray, study. You know, sometimes he'll put you in those places, hallelujah, you won't read, you won't pray, you won't do nothing. But he'll put you in those places the way you have time. You can't say now that you don't have time to read, to study, amen, to pray, hallelujah. I understand you like to watch your TV. I understand you like to watch your sports. I understand you like to watch your favorite show. I understand all that. But put him first, because he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things that you wanting will be added. He'll show you how to do it. You know, and I remember what my leader said, you know, you'll have some sweatless victories. Now, those are the kind of victories, amen, hallelujah, that you want instead of having to go to hard knock school. Hallelujah. So that's what he does. He'll put you in that place. Hallelujah. But I can hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Although you've been in a dry and barren land and just for a minute, hallelujah, glory to God, you ain't lost nothing. You ain't lost a thing, glory to God. You have not. But understand, he takes care of you. He said he rained on the just so well as the unjust. So that means God will rain on anyone whom he pleases. It does not matter. Let's move on to verse 42. And Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. And he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. So when Elijah went up to Mount Carmel, he cast his face down between his knees. He was getting ready to pray, hallelujah. When he got down and he kneeled down and he began to pray, hallelujah. Do you ever get in it's no certain position to pray. It's not. You can sit on the sofa. You can sit on the bed. You can lay on the bed, whatever, just as long as you get it in, hallelujah. And when you do, don't always pray, Lord, save me and, you know, in my forward no more, Lord. Give me this and give me this. Hallelujah. Pray for somebody else, because what you make happen for someone else, God will make it happen for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he said to the servant, go up now. Look towards the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing, he said. Go again 7 times. He told him to go look again. You know, when you pray one time, you see right here, hallelujah, when you pray one time, God didn't do it. Pray again, hallelujah, and continue that prayer. It's okay to continue it, but make sure, hallelujah, that you're praying for someone else also. Because the same thing, like I said, you make happen for someone else, God will make it happen for you. He's not a stingy God. He's not. He owns everything. Hallelujah. So when you pray, make sure you add someone else in there on your list. So, well, you know what? I saw this person, and I want God to bless them. But now be truthful. Hallelujah. Because some people, when they pray, they'll pray these prayers, but they don't really mean it for that person. They really don't want that person to come up. They'll say, I want the best for you, but absolutely not. It don't work like that. That ain't what they want. They really want it all for themselves and to see the other person down and out. That's really what they mean. But you know what? When you do that, God knows your heart. He knows if you're praying, thank you, I heard you. He knows if you're praying with a wrong motive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't think he don't know and he don't see it, because he knows everything. I don't know why we think we can hide stuff from him, but we can't hide nothing. Hallelujah. Because he knows. He knows your thoughts. He knows what you think. He knows, hallelujah, if you mean what you say. He know it. Glory to God. Let's read verse 44. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot, and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. He was saying, it's coming. Hallelujah. Let's read on down these two last two verses. Hallelujah. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain, and Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Now, you see right there, amen, hallelujah, when he got down and prayed, he said, hold up, wait a minute, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm telling you to send the rain, oh God. Lord, send the abundance of rain, Lord God. Your people need it, Lord God. They need finances, Lord. They need, Lord God, money, Lord God. They need a healing, oh God. They need more of you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I'm asking the Lord God to send the rain to them right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. And when he began to speak and talk to the Lord, he said, look over yonder. You know how them older people in the back in the day, they said, oh, you could see a cloud forming over yonder. That's what they used to say. Hallelujah. They said a storm is brewing over yonder. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He was saying, I see a small, hallelujah, like a man's hand, a fist like a man's hand, he was saying, glory to God. That means the abundance of rain was getting ready to fall. So get ready, get ready, get ready. Although you've been in a drought in this season, hallelujah, glory to God, just a little bitty one, not much. God is getting ready to rain on you like never before, hallelujah. You're getting ready to get wet, really, really. And let me just help you out. Whenever God gives you what he gives you, don't forget, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have to give. Hallelujah. Listen, I tell everyone this because you can stop your flow. Because when he gives you, then you don't give back, amen, to the ministry, amen, or whatever. Then you stop your flow. Glory to God. But it's time for the abundance to rain. God is going to rain down some finances on some people that he knows is going to help the ministries to go forth. Hallelujah. Whether it's online, hallelujah, whether it's, it doesn't matter, hallelujah, whether it's on Facebook, whether whatever. But guess what? He's going to put it in some people's hands. Now, understand, whenever he do that, he don't just give you just enough. He gives you more than enough. That way you can give what he said give, hallelujah. And then, hallelujah, you'll have enough for yourself. Glory to God, because the abundance of rain is coming. It's time for God's people to rise to the top. Glory to God. You won't live mediocre no more, hallelujah. A lot of people are not going to like you for the way that you're going to live, but understand, they don't know your story, hallelujah. They only see the glory, but they don't know the story, hallelujah, of how and what you had to do to get to where you are, hallelujah. They only know you now. They didn't know you then, hallelujah, when you didn't have change of clothes. They didn't know you when, glory to God, when you couldn't even put gas in your car. They didn't know you when, glory to God, when you didn't even have food in your cabinet. They didn't know you when that you could even go out and buy a hamburger. They didn't even know it. But then they just see, amen, the final picture of that thing. They don't see where you come from. They didn't see that part. But isn't it something how people can judge? They always want to see the now, but they don't see the when, hallelujah, before and when it took you to get to that level, hallelujah. But the abundance of rain is falling on you right now. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for the rain, Lord God, that you're sending upon your people, Lord God, those who have been faithful, those who will give, Lord God, to the ministry like they should, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, to move all obstacles out of the way, Lord God. Let them not be selfish givers, Lord God. Let them give exact what you ask for, Lord, in the name of Jesus. When they get this money, Lord God, they'll know what to do with it, Lord God, when to use it and how to use it, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, God, that you're healing people in their mind right now, oh God, so they won't get caught up in the very thing, Lord God, oh, my God, that stops them from giving. They won't get caught up, Lord, and get prideful and deceitful, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, as you set the rain upon your people. We thank you, Lord God, that you've given them, Lord God, oh my God, strength, help, and you're clothing them in their right mind, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, and we give you honor, we give you praise. Listen, you're not losing your mind, hallelujah. Someone on this line thinks that they're losing their mind. You're not losing your mind. He said, I'll keep you clothed in your right mind when you keep your mind stayed on me. Begin to read the word of God. Meditate on his word. Hallelujah. He'll keep you in your right mind. You ain't going to lose your mind. Hallelujah. He said you won't do it. Because once you keep your mind stayed on the Lord, thy God, you ain't going to lose your mind. Hallelujah. He'll keep you. When you say, Lord, keep me clothed in my right mind, you say it and you read his word and you continue to read his word, continue to hear his word, and he'll keep you. You're not losing your mind. You are not. Hallelujah. So stop saying that. You're putting it out there in the atmosphere. Do not say that. Say, no, Lord, you said you'll keep me in my right mind. You'll keep me in perfect peace if I keep my mind stayed on thee. So don't do that. Don't say that. Stop using that. You're saying that, and you're repeating it. You're putting it out there for the devil to grab. So don't do that. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, that you'll keep them at perfect peace and you'll keep them in their right mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. There's someone who's sowing on some bad ground. I don't know who you are, hallelujah, but I do know what he's saying. There's someone who's sowing, you're sowing on some bad ground. That's why you can't see the fruits, hallelujah. You're sowing on bad ground, hallelujah. Ask the Lord about this because you keep sowing and sowing and you ain't getting nothing. You're sowing on some bad ground, glory to God. You're sowing hoping that this thing will turn around for you, but it's not because the ground that you're sowing on is not good ground. You're sowing on bad ground. Hallelujah. So ask the Lord, hallelujah, where you need to sow, hallelujah, where you need to go. Hallelujah. And listen, you can't go against a person's will. Let me just tell you that. If they don't want you, they don't want you. Glory to God. I'm just going to tell it like it is. Whether it's man, woman, boy, girl, it don't matter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sow on good ground. Hallelujah. But don't go against nobody's will trying to sow seeds. You're practicing witchcraft when you're doing different stuff like that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The abundance of rain is coming. It's about to fall. Hallelujah. It's going to get somebody saturated wet. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. You know, some people are saying, and I hear this, that we're in the middle of a recession. But understand, he going to give you what you need. He going to take care of you. You've been doing what you're supposed to do. And if you haven't, then listen, this is the time right now to do what you're supposed to do. Just pick up and start from where you are right now. You know what you're supposed to do. I don't have to tell you. You know exactly what you're supposed to do. So just start right now and watch what God do. You ain't going to be hungry. Glory to God. You're not going to be hungry. You ain't going to lack nothing because he's going to supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. And in Christ Jesus, he's not. He ain't going to let you go hungry. He's not. You know, he will feed you just like he fed Elijah. You know, when he fed him, the ravens fed him down by the brook. Hallelujah. He wasn't hungry. He had water and a cruise of water, and he had food, a cake baking over fire. Huh? Glory to God. That's the type of God I serve. So if the ravens can feed Elijah, you know, ain't much more important than a raven. He going to feed me. Hallelujah. He going to feed you. Hallelujah. So you're not going to go hungry. Hallelujah. So fear not, and don't let fear set in. You know, people are letting fear set in. Don't let fear set in. Yes, we know there are people, amen, now that needs, and we're praying for those people. Hallelujah. We are. Glory to God. We're praying for them. But God's going to take care of them. Amen. Hallelujah. He's going to take care of them, and he's going to take care of those, amen, that don't want to give them. Hallelujah. Understand. But that's what we pray, and we pray for all our governments. We pray for all our presidents. We pray for everything. So, you know, God can move in their life. Hallelujah. He ain't short of his promises. He said every promise is yea and amen. Glory to God. So if it's in his word, it's yea and amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to open up my line. We still have quite a few minutes, and I'm going to open up my line. If you desire prayer at this time, you can press the one and I will bring you in for prayer. You know, God is good and he is worthy to be praised. We give him all the glory, all the honor, all the praise, all the time. Hallelujah. Don't sell yourself short. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because God is able to do anything. Hallelujah. And not just some things, anything. You know, sometimes things don't happen because you forget about him. You just think about yourself, just saying, okay, I do this and I do that. No, Lord, if you don't do it, it won't get done. Hallelujah. You have to put him first in whatever you do, and then watch the salvation of the Lord. See if he won't come through every time. Hallelujah. Not sometimes, every time. It may not come when you want it. It may not come how you want it, but it's always right on time. He ain't never late. Amen. Glory to God. And he ain't never lost a case. Hallelujah. So believe and receive. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And I want to reiterate, amen, before we get off live, don't forget, Melchie Lane, amen, she's coming up next, A Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Hallelujah. Don't forget about partnering with us for only $25 or more. Don't forget, Wild Radio, one word from the Lord, Apostle Yvonne Riles and Pastor Joseph Riles, life coach, mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, whatever you need. The show comes on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern. Don't forget, every Saturday, Faith Come By Here and Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. The show comes on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern. Don't forget, the shows are with you in mind, and you can press the one and come in for prayer. Like I said, we just only ask that you give us your prayer request and where you're calling from. Amen. Glory to God. And you will be blessed. Amen. Glory to God. I don't like to leave the show, amen, without giving the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, God. Lord, I repent for all my sins that I have committed, even the ones that I've thought about, Lord God, the sinful things that I've thought about, Lord. I repent in the name of Jesus. I make you Jesus and Lord in my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Get in a Bible-believing church. Amen. Hallelujah. I know they're having a lot of churches online. Amen. But, you know, you can go on and look and see, amen, who you want to join. Amen. I encourage you to join us every, you know, Monday. We're on Tuesday. Amen. And all the way up to Sunday. So I encourage you to join us. Amen. Glory to God. And you can go on and look and see where you want to go and what you want to do. But, you know, the word is still going forth. So don't forget, God is still real and the word is still alive. Even though you read sometimes and you don't understand it, just ask. He said, if you ask, it shall be given. You know, I don't want to walk away. I want to read. And when I walk away from the Bible, I want to know what I read. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's not, I don't want to just read it. Lord, I want to understand it. I want you to give me wisdom and knowledge. Hallelujah. So that way I can take it with me. If you just read it and go over it and then you go and then, well, what you read? Nothing. That's just like some people go to church and, you know, the pastor preached a good sermon. You know, you done shouted everywhere. Woo, it was just good. Glory to God. Well, what was it? What was it about that, you know, that moved you so much? It was so exciting. What was it? And, you know, they can't tell you. Well, all I knew, it was good. Oh, glory to God. But you want to know what you took away from that you can use in your everyday life. What did you get out of that can, in this life down here on earth? Because living down here, you're going to need the word of God. That's the only thing that's going to keep you. The word is going to stay with you. Hallelujah. So what did you get? And then when you can't tell me, I'm like, okay, well, all they got was just a little hoop and a little holler. All right, let's go ahead and we're going to close out. Amen. Get ready for Ministry Lane coming up next. I'm going to go ahead now and give the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen, and have an awesome Sunday. We will see you back on next Sunday. Be blessed.